Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's going to be another great day. It's always a great day because it's a state of mind. And this episode is episode number 353. It is a Teeth Across America episode.
All right, so I am at the 2014 Zombie Mud Run. And this one is in East Canton, Ohio. And this, I understand, is the second annual of East Canton, Ohio. And I'm with Pat, right?
Yep, Patrick Konopelski.
All right, Patrick, and you're the general manager, so you're the one that knows all the answers.
That's a loaded statement, but we'll give it a try.
All right, what's Avogadro's number?
Exactly, exactly. 7. I'm going with 7 on that one.
3.02 times 10 to the 23rd.
Oh, right, that was my second guess.
Anyway.
Hey, I'm zombies. I'm not math. Come on, go easy on me.
All right, so tell me a little bit about the Zombie Mud Run. How did this thing get started? How long have you guys been in existence? And so tell me about it.
Well, our main company is called Shocktoberfest. It's a haunted scream park located about an hour west of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. Been doing that for about 23 years. Maybe about 7-8 years ago, we started following the mud run industry. And about 4 years ago, we were inspired by all that was happening with zombies, and we decided to combine what we do at the Shocktoberfest and the mud runs and bring it all together with the Zombie Mud Run.
It's pretty cool. So for some reason, zombies are in style right now, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, The Walking Dead, the TV show The Walking Dead, the comic books, the movies. It's the Dracula of our time.
Yeah, and I see you have this vehicle you call the Zombie Transport Vehicle, which is an old step van. It has some zombies in it. Does that thing actually move? Does that drive?
Oh, absolutely. I drove it personally from Pennsylvania. It doesn't move real fast, but it's fast enough. We can hit it about 60 on a good day when it's flat, but if it's filled with zombies, it goes much slower.
You get a lot of stares?
Oh, people taking pictures, beeping the horn. We get a lot of support when we're driving the zombie transport vehicle.
Now, I don't know a lot about zombies because I didn't see The Walking Dead. I'm probably the only person that hasn't. So tell me about zombies. They're walking dead. They don't talk, or they do talk. I see they have, like, arms that fall off and stuff. So just tell me about a zombie. What would I expect?
Well, they're not very talkative. Some would say they'd be the perfect partner to marry. I don't know. I guess that depends your point of interest. But zombies, generally, they walk slow. They're infected with the Living Dead virus. So, you know, they're a little bit of a disadvantage. But we bring our zombies in and position them along the race course. So when you decide to do the Zombie Mud Run, you can sign up as a human or a zombie. So if you sign up as a human, you get a flag football belt, you run the course. Those flags represent your vital organs, your brain, your heart, and your entrails. And then the zombies that are along the course, their job is to infect you with the Living Dead virus by capturing your flags.
Okay, but if they don't walk very fast or run, they can't run, how do they catch anybody? These are all pretty seasoned athletes doing this.
Well, it's a funny thing about zombies. Sometimes they get this burst of energy when you're
okay.
Not expecting
That's cheating.
It, and, they go for it. Zombies also have a way of utilizing their natural surroundings to their benefit, and they usually run in hordes, so and they will try to outnumber you.
Got it. So 8 of them will come at a person, and they can only get away from 7 of them.
There you go. That's it. That's the way it goes.
So how do people find out about more zombie mud runs if they miss this one, but they want to do one in the future? Do you guys have a website? How does that work?
Absolutely. Online, thezombiemudrun.com has all of our locations throughout the year, and you go to the closest location.
What's the oldest person that's ever done one?
I don't know that. I probably should. I will tell you, the youngest is 4 years old. We have the Zombie Mud Run Junior, which is a 1230 wave designed for awesome kids under the age of 13. So if you want to participate in the Zombie Mud Run, you have to be 13 or older. But we have a lot of families and a lot of young kids that just love this event, love zombies, and they ask, you know, how can we participate? So we created a special wave just for them at 1230, Zombie Mud Run Junior. Kids of all ages, they do the exact same course, exact same obstacles, of course, with their families and their parents, and they just have an absolute blast.
Cool. So a four-year-old, like the water's not too deep for a four-year-old, some of these mud pits and things?
No, correct. Any area that may be potentially hazardous, we have that area secured so that they don't get in trouble.
And do you have little kid zombies trying to get the flags of the human zombie little kids?
Yeah, we have some kids sign up as zombies, and they just have a blast, you know. Not all kids are, you know, sports-minded in the traditional sports arena, such as baseball and football and soccer. So everybody can run. So if you have a child that maybe isn't a sports nut, but you still want to get them out off the couch, away from the TV or the computer, you bring them out to the Zombie Mud Run, you have fun with them, it's a great family experience, and it gives them that sense of pride and accomplishment and achievement. Really, really amazing to see them cross the finish line. It's absolutely adorable.
Sounds cool. Now, my show is a dental-based show, and I don't know if you realize it, but in the 10 o'clock wave, remember you asked the people to give you the names of their teams, right?
Correct, yeah.
The first one was what? Do you remember?
The
extraction team.
The extraction team. Yes, I do remember.
Did you realize that was a dental office?
You know, on the back of the shirt, now that you mention it, it was a dental office. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great.
So when they get finished in another, half hour, 45 minutes, I'm going to run over and grab them and talk about their experience. So I know I need to let you go because you have to get the next wave off. But anyway, I appreciate it. It is www.thezombiemudrun.com.
Absolutely. Come check it out.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Pat, I'm just curious, on this mud run, have you had any injuries?
You know, a couple little scrapes here or there for the most part. It's a pretty safe environment. But you'll be happy to know we have not lost a tooth yet.
Okay, even ones that the tooth fairy looks for?
Not a one.
In the four-year-old?
They
thought of that, huh?
They come with all their teeth, they leave with all their teeth.
Perfect. Sounds good. That's what I want to hear.
Zombies are really only interested in organs, not teeth.
Oh, that's good to know. That's good to know. All right. All right, so as a part of today's Zombie Mud Run, my son Tony Kvitko, who happens to be a dental assistant working at my office, he is going to do this mud run for us. Zombie mud run, I mean. And he has a Garmin Verb that he's going to be wearing, so hopefully we'll be able to put some video of what it's like to do the Zombie Mud Run up on dentallyspeaking.com for you. All right, so we'll get a picture of that, and what do you think is going to be the toughest part of this?
Toughest part is probably just going to be the zombies. Whether they chase me or I got to dodge them, I got to get through that first. The obstacles will be easy.
Now, I didn't know that zombies could run.
Yeah, they're pretty quick. They're actually pretty athletic people that are just dressed up as zombies, so we'll see what happens.
So even though they're supposed to be zombies, when they get out on the course, they learn how to run?
Oh, yeah, they learn how to run. Some of them hide and come out of the woods and chase you down, so we'll see what happens. I'm pretty quick.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Good luck. All right, so I'm talking to a couple people that are about ready to do the Zombie Mud Run, and I'm talking with...
Brenna and Jody.
Okay. Hey, Brenna, did you notice your hair is red?
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just a bad dye job?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Purpose.
I'm just kidding. So, Run Like Zombies are behind you, and Daryl is waiting for you. And then it says, on his motorcycle. Who's Daryl?
The Walking Dead.
Oh, see, I haven't seen it, so you have to enlighten me.
He's a character, kind of like a main, and he's just a bad...
So he's good looking. Yeah, I'll have to edit that out, probably.
Sorry.
Anyway, so why did you come out to do the Zombie Mud Run?
To get chased by zombies. Why not?
Have you done it before?
No, first time. I'm anxious.
Okay. So I see you have all your flags in the front, so you figure they'll not be able to get them as well?
Well, a few other runners we asked, and they said to put them all in front. So hopefully the game plan works for me and her.
And what about you? Why did you come out?
Oh, because this girl made me.
So do you like zombie movies?
You know, I'm warming up to the idea.
Okay.
That's what best friends for.
That's right, that's right. So, do you expect them to walk real slow, or do you think they're going to be able to run?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're going to get me. I know it.
Okay, now, what does it mean if you finish the race but you don't have any flags? What does that mean?
You don't get beer. You don't get a free beer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh. They ate all your organs.
Oh, and you wouldn't...
That, too. But I'm here for the beer. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Really? You don't get beer?
Yeah, you get if you have all your organs or at least one organ, you get a free beer. They're awesome. Thank you, Budweiser.
Look at how she's backing up from me because she thinks I'm a zombie. So we started off over here, and then something about putting the microphone in somebody's face makes them go backwards, right?
A little bit.
Kind of like putting your turn signal on the freeway makes the car beside you speed up.
Could be, yes.
All right, guys. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woo!
All right. Take care now.
All right. We're about to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, but before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And don't forget that the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, what was the name of the dental office team that is participating in the zombie mud run? Is it A, the extraction team, B, the filling team, or C, the cleaning team? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. What was the name of the dental office team that competed in the zombie mud run? Was it A, the extraction team, B, the filling team, or C, the cleaning team? The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dental Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, we're back, and we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. While we were at break, I rolled some dice, and I rolled a number 3, so that means we're going to caller number 3. So, hey, my producer, tell us who was caller number 3. Who wins the flowers from Vice Number Florist? Correct answer, which is A, the extraction team.
Troy is our winner today, Dr. Kvitko. He works with special needs kids, and he had the correct answer, which is A, extraction team.
All right, congratulations to our winner. And while my producer is getting their information so we can send them the flowers, let's go back to my interviews from the Zombie Mud Run in East Canton, Ohio, my episode number 353.
All right, so...
lead airbrush makeup artist, and she's one of our lead latex makeup artists, so that's going to tell you anything you need.
Airbrush and latex, okay. And maybe that's what I should call you instead of Chelsea and Liz. Chelsea, you're latex, right?
Yeah.
And Liz, you're airbrush.
Yes.
No, we'll call you Chelsea and Liz. Anyway, okay, so starting with Chelsea, latex. Tell me what it is, what makes a zombie a zombie, besides the latex that you're adding?
I don't know.
When the person learns how to act their character.
The person becomes their character. When somebody takes on the role of a zombie, they learn the walk, the talk, the physical physique. They learn how they need to create their own person. They learn how they need to interact with their victim.
Okay, but tell me, what makes a zombie different from me?
A zombie different from you?
Yes.
They're a zombie. They feed on brains. They have a whole total unique perspective on life. They're not here to accomplish something. They're here to wreak havoc.
They're here to wreak havoc.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I've seen commercials where a zombie's arm falls off and stuff. Does that really happen?
Only if another zombie pulls it off.
Only if somebody pulls it off. Okay. The zombies, now they're called the Walking Dead, which means however they were when they died is how they are when they're a zombie, right?
Right.
Okay. So if they happen to have a pierced earring, they still have it.
Yeah, but with zombies, you decompose, so if it's too heavy, it just falls off.
Really?
Yeah, it happens.
Okay. So what about teeth? If they die, or they're not really dead, but they kind of go into that state, and they happen to have Billy Bob teeth when they were a human, they still have Billy Bob teeth?
Actually, they lose your teeth. When you decompose, your teeth fall out.
So zombies don't have teeth?
Nine times out of ten, it just depends on how decomposed the zombie is.
Oh, okay. So they really can't bite you?
Meh. They can gum you. Gums hurt.
They can gum you to death?
Hey, it happens.
They eat brains, right?
Nine times out of ten, they're eating your brains or anything they can get their hands on.
So how do they get into your brains if they don't have teeth to bite through the bone?
They have fingers.
Fingers, okay. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. So if they had, and I noticed that some of the zombies, it's like part of their cheek is kind of cut away and you can see the back teeth from just standing in front. How does that happen? So like another zombie would have done that?
Nine times out of ten, another zombie either bit their face or ripped their face out.
Wow. That sounds dangerous. So when you guys paint the people to look like zombies, what's your favorite setup, I guess?
I like a zombie in their true form. Somebody that just finished a meal. Bloody face. And hungry, ready to go.
They just finished a meal, but they're hungry again?
Zombies never are full.
I didn't know that. All right, Liz, so have you ever been a zombie? You ever been dressed up as one?
I do all the painting. I don't become a zombie.
And what do you use to make people look like zombies? Is this chocolate syrup? What is this?
We actually use a professional line called Maron. It's very popular in the haunt industry. It is a collective form of paint. Our bloodline, our latex line, everything is Maron. It's really fancy stuff, and it's a good product.
Wow, Maron. Is that M-E-R-O-N?
M-E-H-R-O-N.
M-E-H-R-O-N. Okay, Maron. Now, how many of these have you done?
How many events?
Yes.
In total, I am the lead makeup artist at the Factory of Terror. I do every single one of our events, so I've probably done around 100 events.
Wow, 100 events. And how many zombies per event?
Per event, anywhere from 20 to 100.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's like the biggest obstacle on the course is the zombies, not the walls and the pits and the ropes and the pipes.
Absolutely. If you come in contact with one of my zombies, you better be aware because they're going to rip your head off.
Translation, their flag off, I hope.
Definitely the flag.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me. And let's see, you were latex, Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
And Liz, your airbrush?
Yes.
Okay, so when's the next person going to be painted up as a zombie?
It just depends on when they arrive.
Okay. Okay, well, hopefully we can have somebody come by and we'll be able to see them be transformed.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much.
Come on down. Let's hear your group name. Team name. Come on, tell us your team name. No team name? Oh, you got a team name. Come here. What's your team name?
Avengers.
Avengers. Where are you from, Avengers?
From Michigan.
From Michigan. and Ohio. All right, Avengers from Michigan and Ohio, welcome.
Our team name is Better Flannel Than Dead, and we're from Lorain County, which is basically Michigan.
Better Flannel Than Dead. Excellent. I guess it's the guys wearing the flannel then, huh? Hi, come on over here. What's your team name?
C-Town Raise Me.
C-Town Raise Me, right here. What does that mean?
We're from Canton.
From Canton, all right. Hey, everybody, take a couple seconds to stretch. Get your arms up in the air. Stretch those out. That's it. They go over this way a little bit. Yeah. That's it. Woo-hoo. Blow the roof off if you want to do both together. A little leg thing. There you go. Steph, show them how it's done. That's it. Heel the butt. Heel the butt. There you go. It's like an Irish jig exercise right there. All right. Take a couple seconds. Introduce yourself to someone you don't know. Turn left. Turn right. Say, hey, how you doing? My name is... It's Humans Against the Zombies. Oh, we have a late entry. I think she's supposed to be at the Zombie Mud Run Junior Wave. All right, are we ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Does it hurt when you smile?
All right, so let's find out. We're going to finally find out which dental office is here at the Zombie Mud Run. They wear shirts that say, on the front it says, keep calm and don't bite. All right, and on the back of the shirt, it says, Farahay Family Dental Care, Cambridge, Ohio. Cambridge, Ohio. Cool. Now, how many of you guys came today? 13.
13?
13. 13 of you came. And everybody works at the dental office?
Yeah. Yes.
Except for the men.
Except for the men?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What, are you the doctor?
No, the doctor is right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi. What'd she say?
She's not going to talk.
Very dirty right now. Keep your teeth clean. Brush and floss.
Now, why did you guys come today?
It's so much fun. We're doing a fitness challenge at work. So this was part of our fitness challenge.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. All right, guys. So how far is Cambridge from here?
About an hour, 15, hour and 20.
South.
Okay. South. South of Canton.
South of here. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. And so it's fitness, and it's kind of like team building, would you say?
Yes. Yeah, we did one last year in Pittsburgh, last November. So we'll be doing it every year.
Wow. Okay. And whose idea was it? Are you the office manager, by the way?
No, I'm not.
It's everybody.
We kind of just all decided to do it.
Okay. And you're the doctor?
Yes.
But you don't want to talk?
You know, Lisa's so much more just flamboyant about it.
Okay. So, did the zombies have any teeth left? I understand their teeth fall out or something when they...
They're pretty intense. Like, some of them are pretty intense.
Really?
And, yeah.
They do have severe perio disease.
Yes.
Yes. I have diagnosed them. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And I see you guys both have flags.
We do.
We lived.
That means you lived. It also means you get a free beer, I think.
Yes.
We drank it before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah. What, you think if you survive, you get another one?
Yeah. You could try. You could try.
Our group photo.
So the only thing clean about you guys is your teeth.
I know. Sparkling white.
I feel like they are. I feel
they
like they got nerds.
They're so white
well,
right now.
There's a little mud on number 7.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so I'm talking to a group of folks that just did the zombie mud run, and you call yourself...
Team Check Me Out.
Team Check Me Out, but you told me it's not what you think. How do you spell me out?
M-E-O-W-T, like the cat, like me out.
Out. So does that mean you love cats?
No, it was just pretty sweet, so we picked it.
And okay. We are Team Awesome. Our shirts say Team Awesome on it.
Okay, so I'm speaking with Tara, right?
Hello, yes, this is Tara.
And Mike.
Maggie.
Jeanette.
Jeanette, okay. Tara, Mike, Maggie, and Jeanette. And you guys, did you go to high school together or what?
Well, a few of us went to college together, a few of us went to high school together, and we just came as a group to help save the human race today. So you're all welcome out there. We saved it.
You saved us? Okay, cool.
And we all did survive.
Good, good. And so what happens if you don't survive? Do they leave you out on the course?
No,
you get a medal either way, whether you win or you survive. You all get a free beer if you come and you race. It's definitely muddy, but it is a good time.
Okay. And so let's see, are you a nurse?
No, I'm actually an aide, and I am going to nursing school in the fall, but I work with Maggie, who is a nurse.
Okay, so Maggie, you're a nurse?
Yes, I'm a nurse.
How long have you been a nurse?
3 years.
Okay, have there been any injuries that you know of?
To myself?
Oh, on the course. Oh. Did you see any anybody that needed help out there?
A lot of emotional damage. But.
No injuries.
Okay.
They're awful, so...
That's good. Like people that lost arms and stuff, isn't that what happens to zombies?
They were very bloody, but no lost arms. I got some blood on myself.
You did?
Yeah, I thought it was my own blood, but it wasn't.
Is it like strawberry syrup or something?
No, but it was very clumpy. It looked like cranberry sauce on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So why did you guys come, besides saving the human race?
Well, Tara? We came last year, and we really loved it, so we recruited an extra person to come this year, and it's a great time to go out and run, and you get a sweet medal at the end of it, and we made a bunch of new friends while we were out here, and not everyone can say they got to do the zombie mud run, and we can, so we're one of the select few.
Good. Who's the new guy, or the new girl? You're the new one. That would be Jeanette.
Yes, I am the new one. I got recruited by Maggie. Like I said, I work with Maggie, and we were talking about it at work, and I thought it was one of the coolest things ever. And I've always wanted to do a run. This is my first actual run I've ever done. Ever.
Wow.
I have done like a Relay for Life walk, but never a run. So this is definitely something really cool.
You think I could make it?
Probably.
Probably?
Yeah.
In my shirt and tie?
I mean, yeah, you'll get a little muddy, but they won't pull on your tie. They'll pull on your flag.
Okay. All right, guys. So Jeanette, Maggie, Mike, and Tara, thank you guys so much for talking with me, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. All right. So here comes Tony, my son, dental assistant, coming through the final mud run or the final muck, whatever that is. They're crawling through mud with some ropes keeping them from getting too tall. It's just really full of mud. Okay. All right. So Tony just finished the zombie mud run. What'd you think?
It was fun. There's lots of zombies. It was pretty tough. They came at you. You got attacked sometimes 2-1, but I got through it.
They didn't get all your flags?
Nope. I still got one left.
Okay. And so now the only thing left to do is go hose off the rest of your body because the only thing clean right now is your teeth, right?
Yep, and the beer. Don't forget the beer.
Okay, and the beer. All right. All right, well, we'll see you when you're clean.
Next week, we're going to talk about the new rules, making it harder for you to get the painkillers that you've come to rely on. We can no longer call in refills. We can no longer call in the pills to begin with. They have to be handwritten and handed to you. See you next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dental. Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.